And hello, listeners. You are listening to 3CR 855 or AM on your dial. We are not going to Out of the Pan today. For today, we are going to a live cross to the May Day rally. And we are, I believe, we're going to be hearing from the MUA crew. So sit back and stay tuned as we cross live over to there.
Viva el pueblo, vivan los trabajadores. Long live the people, long live the workers. You're tuned in to 3CR Community Radio on May Day, International Workers' Day, a day of international solidarity. Don't move that dial.
Good morning, listeners to Radical Radio 3CR. Welcome to our May Day rally here in Melbourne out the front of Victoria Trades Hall. You're with the Fire Up MUA gang, David, Robbie, Aaron and Dean. How are you, comrades?
Good, David. I tell you what, you just scratched that morning in, didn't you? Because we are on at midday. It's the first time we've ever done the show so late in the day.
It is, and it's great to be here, great to be part of the vibe of May Day, and good to see members, MUA members, who have all fronted up for the day, and that's and the barbecue is well underway, and there's a good positive vibe all around Trades Hall here right now.
And it was a special day yesterday in Australia, Dino. There's a bit of an election on.
Was there?
Was there, mate? I missed it. I sat up last night, mate, and took great enjoyment in seeing Dutton get the arse.
But losing your own seat is a particularly nice nail in the coffin of it,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, definitely, mate. Whether they've seen that coming or not, I don't know. I had a bit of a gut feeling it was going to be a pretty strong victory from Labor, but I wasn't expecting it to be the whitewash that it turned out to be. And obviously, Dutton losing his seat, mate, getting, was just the cherry on top.
There's a couple of messages there, isn't there? There's a message that Dutton was unelectable. Yeah. You know, the nickname Potato Head, and his demeanour, and he's just out of touch with general society. And
yeah, and a very loud voice from the Australian people that they support Australian shipping.
Absolutely, that was the what they ran on the platform, the big platform that got them over the line.
So thank the MUA for that.
Yeah, any time.
No, but that was true. We did a video and photo shoot in Melbourne with Catherine King, who gave that commitment to us on that day. Dean, you were there, some seafarers. Yeah. Brenda Reeston was there, fantastic, yeah. And the Straight Link seafarers.
Sea Road seafarers.
Yeah. And she gave that commitment. All MUA seafarers. And she gave the commitment to support the strategic fleet. We'd like to see her actually fulfil that promise now that they are elected and back in government, and not. We don't want to see them drag their feet like we believe they have in the last 3 years.
No, they definitely have dragged their feet, and it's time for them to act. And they've got a mandate from the Australian people that seafaring is high on the agenda.
And in Victoria here, of course, the MV Portland run is the most important one for us. The ship where Australian seafarers were marched down the gang in the middle of the night by security and by the shipping company, and that's unacceptable. And one of our big aims over this term of a Labor government here in Victoria will be to get that vessel, that run, recrewed by Australian members.
It is, mate. And there's also a lot of stuff, work going on the Coastal Trading Act and all that the government's trying to make it so as Australian seafarers are far more viable than they've ever been, and have stopped those single voyage permits and all that sort of stuff that they generally rape our jobs with.
Speaking of Australian seafarers, I believe that we have two of them with us right now.
We do have two young women activists and MUA members who work for the Spirit of Tasmania, TT Line. It's Jessica Diamond and Molly Driscoll. These two young women are MUA members, and they are recently enrolled in the Anna Stewart program. Molly, can you tell us anything about the Anna Stewart program?
So the Anna Stewart program is a memorial program set up by Anna Stewart, who was a female unionist in Australia. She fought for a lot of incredible things like maternity leave. And basically, at the Trades Hall, they run this program bringing in young women, older women, women from all walks of life, non-binary people, to come and learn more about union movements, learning about safety in the workplace. Excitingly, we get to do a stunt, a little public stunt. So
Woohoo.
I know. It's fun to cause a ruckus sometimes. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, very exciting.
Awesome. And Jessica, you've enrolled as well?
Yeah, I've enrolled. I'm super excited. It's such an amazing opportunity that we've been given this opportunity, especially two women in the MUA. We're so, like, not many we've been put forward. Super grateful.
No, that's fantastic. It's the 40th year of this project, which has put forward over 1,000 women have been through the project, and we couldn't be happier to have you two as our members doing that project this year. We are super excited to have young, vibrant women taking up the project. It's not always straightforward. We get, you know, people putting their names forward, but so we're actually rapt that you're doing it, and we wish us all the best with it, but it is great.
Absolutely, and especially in our maritime, it is still, you know, only 2% of women make up the employees in the maritime industry. But, you know, a few decades ago, women were seen as bad luck on ships, and now we get this opportunity where not only we get to work on a ship, but we get to thrive and grow and build our careers there, which is an amazing opportunity, especially with the MUA. I'm really sort of new to the union, but going to my branch meeting, it was incredible seeing the support behind the empowerment of women, despite, you know, being around a lot of men.
We are the problem. What have you been told? It's
right. I didn't say it.
not all men, but somehow always men.
Yeah. No, it's rad. As I said, we couldn't be happier that you're doing this. It really is an uplifting thing to have you come and knock down door, and so we want to do it. Couldn't be happier, so that's great. And we hope that you get something out of it, and you'll even do a report back at a stoppy about your experience in doing it. So, but what about, how did you finish up becoming a seafarer, both of you? Is it...
Mine's pretty wild story. So I was in defence for about 7 years as a cook. I had a dream of transferring to the Navy, but kids got in the way, and stayed at home for a few years, and then I become a contract cleaner for TT Line, and then
was
I got...
Was that with Program?
Yeah.
We hate Program. Program can get fucked.
That's why I was only there for 2 months, and they stole me, and I jumped across, so, yeah.
That is a good story.
Yeah.
This is always a risk of live radio, David's opinions.
And Molly?
Well, I primarily have a history in hospitality. I'm only 22 years old, so sort of newer to the workforce and in building my career and that stuff. But, you know, hospitality is a difficult industry. You give a lot and you don't get a lot back. So I was looking for something different. And then we used to have a lot of TT Line people coming in. I saw the ad. I went for it. Now I'm at sea, which I never expected to be, but I've definitely fallen in love with it.
Okay. And Sharon Zumba used to be a caterer on the TT Line. She's crossed over to an IR, an integrated radio position. So it's great to get women in all parts of our industry. And, we're super excited about you two guys getting active. And, you know, nothing's for free. We're going to call on you in the future for all our events and rallies.
don't frighten them off of all they've done day one, though.
So I love photo opportunities. I know how to pose.
Well, you'll certainly look better in the photo than the four of us, I can tell you.
Be your first May Day rally, guys, or have you been off here before?
No, first one.
Is there anything you can sort of tell us about May Day or why it's important, or is that too hard a question?
No, I mean, I'm happy to speak. I only was introduced to May Day by the MUA at the last branch meeting. I sort of only thought that the only celebration for workers was Labor Day, which is obviously like a commercialised sort of holiday these days, but it's really incredible to find out there's something that not only represents Australian workers, but workers as a whole internationally, because at the end of the day, there's no liberation for workers unless it's across the world, and it's amazing seeing people band together.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it's a little aim of mine. I'd love to see a female official, and that's something that we've spoken about as a branch. We'd like to continue to foster active women and sort of move them into that sort of career path as an official, because it is too heavily slanted, but it is a male-dominated industry, we understand that, but there's no reason for why women can't become officials either. So we'd love to see and prosper, and you all prosper, and us try and help you along and get you into those, you know, delegate positions. And then
Jess, have you got a union background, or is this your first experience with unionism as well?
No, first experience, so it's really good that we've been given this opportunity to do the course, because I have a lot of we have a lot of new people at work, and they're all coming to me for questions, and I want to make sure I'm giving them the right knowledge and right advice.
Yeah, the best advice I give there is if you don't know, don't say.
Yeah.
And just say, get their phone number, I'll get back to you and seek the advice and go back to them. That's the easiest way.
And we're a bit overdue for some delegates training, Aaron. Have we got some lined up, mate? We need to do a bit of delegates training.
Yeah, no, absolutely we do. And we were trying to grow the course to the next stage to continue people's development. But I think we'll be doing some in September, Dave, I think. There is a loose plan for the branch to do delegates or just broad union training in September again.
Yeah.
And there's a bit happening down at TT Line with two new ships coming. Guys, do you know much about that?
We don't know a whole great deal, but we're super excited. It's just great for the company. Looking forward to more work as well, ongoing work.
Spirit Four's coming. I think it's going to be here in the first week of July.
Yeah, so we have a few of our full-time staff members going over to bring it back from Scotland, which is very exciting. But yeah, I mean, like, we generally know as much as the public does, unfortunately. So especially we get a lot of passengers asking us questions, and I say, look, I'm like a bit of plankton in a big whale's mouth. I know nothing about this business. So, but hopefully, you know, it'll be good once it comes down to Hobart and gets fitted out with Tasmanian wood and timber and fittings. That'll be really exciting. And hopefully some new training involved for us as well to help develop our career.
So what about, how far behind are they with this? It's something like...
Well, they're going to have...
Tasmania, a couple of decades.
They're going to have Spirit Four down in Hobart for at least a year, I think. I'm waiting for the Devonport jetty or wharf to be finished by Tasports, and I think it's more Tasports' fault than TT Lines that this project has fallen so far behind. But and then Spirit Five is getting handed over to TT Line in the first week of July as well. In Finland, that doesn't mean they have to actually take the ship off the berth in Finland, but it does become their responsibility and they need to start thinking about what they're going to do with Spirit 5.
It's especially difficult though, as sort of, you know, it's funded by the Tasmanian government, so then it becomes a political thing, not just something that's within the company. Especially with, like, you know, our recent federal election, it's definitely swayed the ways in which this has sort of happened. It's unravelled media attention. You know, Tasmanians want to know that their money's going to the right thing and that their money's being utilised for good reasons. I think there's been a lot of pressure in that realm, but hopefully things will clear up for the public soon and we can get these ships moving.
It's been it's just been debacle after debacle.
To use Dave's words, a clusterfuck.
No, I'm not sure they are my words. TT Line.
No, that's fantastic. So we wish you all the best for the Anna Stewart project, and we look forward to hearing about it from the both of you when it finalises.
Yeah, so that does involve you guys working with the officials in the Victorian branch. I just let you know now that I'm away for the first week of that, so it'll fall onto these three.
Heartbreaking. We're very excited and very happy that Dave's away, because it means that we get to spend more time showing you what we do on a daily basis, which is absolute chaos. I hope you're ready for it.
We thrive in chaos.
We work at TT Live for a reason.
No, we look forward to that. And what date does it kick off again?
I think it's the 12th of May.
12th of May.
Next week, 2 weeks.
Yeah, next week, next Rob. Week. I thought you would have had your program organised, mate.
Well, the calendar's always full, Dave. I just keep moving, editing. Got to move it to that day now.
We'll be doing coffee runs and cleaning toilets.
No, that won't be happening. Absolutely not.
What days
are you coming
into
the branch?
You can't take Dave's job.
What's the plan?
We've got some seafaring negotiations that we may be able to get you into, which is next... Thursday, Friday, I think.
That's a bit early, the week after.
Oh, is it the week
after? Yeah. I think you're in VicTrotour for the Monday and the Tuesday. You're in the MUA branch Wednesday and Thursday. Back in VicTrotour on Friday. And the second week's a bit different. But they also move you between different unions, I think.
Yeah. You get the choice too. So we'll see how we go. Depends on how it's all set up and la-di-da.
We'll try and make it fun. We will.
No, you'd be mad to pick another union. There's no greater union, is there?
There's not. We are the MUA and we are here to stay.
Oh, well, thank you for coming in and being our special guest in this amazing live show. I hope the listeners have enjoyed listening to Jessica and Molly, and hopefully in the future we'll be hearing a lot more from them. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, comrade. That was great.
Thanks very much, Molly. Thanks, Jessica.
All right, we're going to move to a bit of a discussion about May Day and what it means to all the unions across Australia. Of course, there is a minor dispute or a major dispute, whichever way you look at it, regarding when May Day should take place. There is a group that believe it should be on May 1. There is another group here in Melbourne. It's traditionally been the first Sunday after May 1, which is where we are today. What do you guys think about this?
I think May Day is May Day, mate. I think we owe an obligation to the international working class to demonstrate on the 1st of May, regardless of the day. It should be a public holiday in Victoria. The state Labor government has the ability to make it a public holiday, and they should make it a public holiday.
It is May the 1st.
May the 1st is our day. It's a public holiday in Queensland. It's a public holiday across a number of countries across the world. It's our day, and they should be making it a public holiday.
And I did note that there is a resolution by the May Day Committee here in Victoria to make May 1 a public holiday, and I just think it logically leads on from that, then you would have your rally on May 1 while you're lobbying to get May 1 as a public holiday.
Yeah, I think from this moment forward we should be doing the rally on May 1. That's my view.
Yep, I'm agreeing with that. It just should be. It is May Day is May the 1st.
May Day is May Day.
Simple.
Yeah.
Why trick it up?
Dino, you've been bringing your family here to May Day. I know you've got a couple of your kids here today, mate. Would you like to introduce them, maybe say hello to them?
Yeah, well, it's always a great day, May Day, mate. And having my children here is special. And I think it's a day that we've sort of let the significance of the day slip away, to be totally honest with you. It is an extremely significant day, not only for the trade union movement, but for working class people around the world. And, you know, today we're proud of who we are and what we're doing. We are working class and we're unionists, and we shouldn't ever forget that. We've been the first country in the world to get the eight-hour day.
Originated here.
I think it has been sort of forgotten to a certain extent, and I agree totally when we should be pushing for, May Day to be a public holiday.
Just the significance of it in Victoria compared to particularly Brisbane. Brisbane seemed to have the best rally in the country. And we need to... We're Melbourne. This is where it originated. So this should be the epicentre of May Day. This is where it should all... And everybody else should be trying to copy us, not the other way around, you know, to make it more significant than what it is. And today's a great day. I mean, the people, unions have turned out, Five's fantastic, all that sort of stuff. But a proper rally, a proper, you know, tens of thousands of people rally would be much, much better.
It would be.
And more celebrated.
Righto, Dean, we got your kids here, mate. Would you like to quickly interview them and maybe ask them a few questions?
They're about to give you a rap. and that rap's done.
Talk about putting them on the spot, mate. We've got Isabel here, my oldest daughter, and Jacob. Isabel was actually born through the Patrick's dispute.
Yeah.
And a significant time in her life for that going on. She obviously was too young to remember, but my wife, Christine, definitely remembers that time and me spending, you know, days and nights and weeks on end at picket lines. Well, she was just about to have Isabel. That was definitely a bit of a stress on the relationship there. I'll give you the tip now.
Did you get much feedback on that?
Yeah, plenty, mate. I probably shouldn't say it on radio either. But, Isabel and Jacob have grown up, in a working-class family. Christine's a nurse and member of the ANF. They've been to Wharfie's picnics from when they were little. They've come to me to work when I worked on the waterfront. They've been to sea. We've spent Christmases at sea with the kids. So they have been brought up with a trade union background, and they've got a good head on their shoulders. And they're...
What do you do with yourself, Isabel?
Well, Well, it might be better for Jacob to chat on this one because he's actually a part of a union. Unfortunately, I kind of went more corporate route, but
we need good people in the corporate
world.
Yeah,
it's about getting in there and changing what is currently in place. But I have only just been in the workplace for about 2 years now since graduating university. But yep. Jacob, who's newly in the workforce, could talk as well about being an electrician. Go on.
Jacob, Jacob, you're a member of the ETU?
Yeah, I am a member of the ETU. As soon as I started, I already signed up to it. So I've been a member for a while now, about 4 years. But yeah,
it's a bit of a shame the MUA can't cover Sparkies, but yeah. The ETU are okay.
Yeah, it is,
just,
mate.
Just to be clear, the ETU are a great union. And you should be very proud to be a member of them.
That's awesome. Thank you for coming over, you guys, and thank you for supporting the MUA and Dean and workers across the world for coming to the rally today. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Dean.
Thanks, guys.
Which one's your favourite?
She's not here.
Yeah, the favourite's the youngest one.
Oh, they always are, aren't they? She's gone in the movies, mate.
Well, that was live radio, putting Dean's children on the radio. Thank you heaps, you guys, for doing that.
Thanks,
we are
God.
Going to interview one of the organisers of today's event, Kevin Bracken, who is a magic and major legend of the union movement in Victoria.
Before Kevin gets here and hears this, we should probably give him a real good rap because he is an incredible human who does non-stop work for the working class. He's been an official of the MUA a decade ago and remains an active member. He's
not just an active member, mate. He's more than that. He's a great assistance to the branch. Still, with his knowledge and his expertise and experience, we still call on him. He's virtually the him and Kush are the fifth and sixth officials.
He's here now. We can stop giving him the rap.
All right. That was another Kevin Bracken we were talking about then. We're wrapping up. Kev, welcome to May Day. And, mate, you've been part of the May Day rally. You've been on the May Day committee for as long as I've known you. And give us your spiel on May Day, mate.
Kev's not that old, mate.
Well, you better learn to fight, Aaron, let me tell you.
Well, it's very important for in Melbourne especially to celebrate May Day because building workers in Melbourne in 1856 were the first ones in the world to win an 8-hour day. Instead of working from sunrise to sunup, sundown, sunrise to sunset, they got 8 hours of work, 8 hours of leisure, and 8 hours of rest. And it became a goal for workers all over the world. It started the 8-hour day movement right throughout the world, throughout Europe, throughout the USA. And then, I think 1888, Haymarket, there was hundreds of thousands of people on strike there at an assembly in Haymarket, and bombs were set off. And what they did, they said the people who organised the rally were the ones who set the bombs off. Of course, it wasn't the case. They hung all the people who organised the rally. And 2 years after that, they said, righto, from now on, the 1st of May will be celebrated so we can recognise all the wins that working people have, the sacrifices that working people have made to improve their lives, of everyone. Not for one against all the others, but so everyone can live a better life, a meaningful life. And that's why it's very important. There's enough in this world for everyone to have a good life, you know.
There is.
There's no need for anyone to miss out, you know. And what we have to do is turn it away from what's happened over the last 30 years, where more and more money and power is going to fewer and fewer hands. And people need to be recognised that a few people get control of the world because they divide everyone off against each other, you know.
And Kevin, I know peace is union business, and you've been campaigning heavily for the Palestinian people. Do you want to talk a bit about that, mate?
Well, yeah, for Palestinian people, for humanity. What's happening in Gaza is just beyond the pale. And what I'm disappointed about, people can sort of turn around, oh, it's somewhere else, it's not them, it's not us. Mate, children are the most precious thing you can have in this world, you know. And to actually deliberately snipe kids, you know, starve them to death, which is being done now, since middle of March, no food, no water, no electricity, no medical supplies. You know, the kids are being amputated, having limbs amputated with no anaesthetic. Could you imagine that?
No, I can't.
So it's just this, what's happened in Gaza draws the cloak back of this respectability we've got for capitalism. Capitalism is a raw search for power, and it goes to fewer and fewer, and people need to realise there's got to be, they have to be, we have to control greedy people, you know. There's people in there, in the world here, they could never spend the money they got. It's not about that, it's about having power over the top of people. And, you know, I suppose just bringing it back to what things that happened here, what's happened to the CFMEU is an independent union. They make decisions that have improved the members' life. But not only that, they've taken stands, you know, about Gaza, about what's happened, you know, to the Palestinian people. And that's what they're being punished for by the ALP. And unfortunately, I'm glad that, you know, Peter Dutton's not their Prime Minister, but the ALP needs to be sent a message that what they're doing is, ever since they become economic rationalists, everything's got worse in this country, you know. In the 80s, before we became economic rationalists, the dollar was, our Australian dollar was worth $1.20 US. Mm. We had 4% growth rate. You know, we didn't, we weren't in debt. The country never owed anything at all because we used to use the Commonwealth Bank, you know, to manufacture, you know, to create finance. Ever since we've gone over, we've got public-private partnerships, you know, and it's all commercial incompetence. But we do know the first public-private partnership they did was the county court in Melbourne. It cost $140 million to build. The government pays them $25 million for 20 years. So they're paying $500 million for something that costs $20 million. And at the end of the 20 years, the government doesn't own the building. Now, every hospital, everything else, when they talk about, oh, the union's causing the prices to go up, no. We're using the most expensive form of funding public
utility
infrastructure. And what we should do, what we had with the Westgate Bridge, we created the Westgate Bridge Authority. When the bridge was paid off, it came off.
That's
CityLink
right.
was paid off in 6 years. It's on there for another 28 years, and now it goes continually forever because they've signed another agreement.
You've only got to look, Kevin, and you talked about the money, you know, being, it just gets centralised and centralised. In my lifetime, the corner milk bar's gone, baker's gone, your butcher's gone,
your chemists are gone.
They're all, and it's all, you know, big chemists, and it's all going into the, you know, Woolworths, and they say they're not gouging. Of course they're gouging. Their profits are going. You look at the banking system. Have a look, they're making billions in a quarter.
Yeah. And they're convicted of lots of crimes. Who was jailed over it?
None of them.
Were any of the banks put into administration?
No, of course not. I get crooked.
Anyway, there's a real need for people to talk to each other about how we can work to make this country better. And it's great to see a good turn up here in May Day, because this is what's happened, you know. People need to organise together. Forget about the politicians, you know. They just want you to vote for them every 3 years and then they turn their back on you. We need to hold our politicians and make it responsible to make this country a better country and not fall into the way we've gone over the last 20 or 30 years. You know, we can all live a great life. There's enough in this world for every need, every person's need. There can never be enough for any man's greed, you know.
Good on you, Kevin. We love your passion, mate, and we love your enthusiasm and energy to always campaign for the things that will always be on the right side of history. Thank you for coming in today and having a chat to us. We know we'll see you around the rooms.
Yeah, well, the East Timor fundraiser will be fantastic.
We need to talk a little bit about that. That's later on today, starting at 3:30 at Island Street, West Melbourne, at the Maritime Union Rooms. We have the Painters and Dockers playing and a couple of other bands, Robbie, and it's a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser for East Timor, and that's all going back to Paulie Stewart, who's the singer of the Painters and Dockers, and his brother was one of the Balibo Five that was murdered in the October 50 years ago this year. So we do encourage everyone to come back. Thanks very much. Thanks very much for all the assistance, to all the members who've turned out today, to all the people who've helped, the Ross Hubbards and Peter Rogans, and Max Ward has done a great job in organising stuff for later.
Don't forget Vinny.
Vinny Hurrigan, Vinny, all the people who've helped. Thanks very much. Have a great May Day, members. Thanks, Dave.
Fire up, MUA. See you later.
Happy May Day, comrades. Long live the working class.
Thank you.
That's how I was defined. As if that was my life. My hope and my mind. But I worked in a bake shop. Did the housework at night. And there was no time to stop for a young bird in flight. Well, in time there were babies, and I had to make us a home. Joe was working two jobs, and I was always alone. I needed some time and just a little control, just to keep my right mind.
G'day, g'day, g'day. Welcome to Fire Up, the Plumbers Union Show.
Live from Mayday.
Live from Mayday, out on the streets, taking it to the streets. Who have we got with it? We'll go around the room. We've got, do you want to introduce yourself, Heidi, one of our members?
Hi, how are you going? I'm Heidi. I'm a fourth year apprentice now.
Fantastic. Where are you working, Heidi?
Working out at the airport at the moment.
Fantastic. Good job.
Thank you.
I wasn't commending you. Oh. That was a question.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's a busy job.
Yeah, yeah. And to your right there, we've got organiser Warwick Burke.
Hello, hello, hello. Yeah,
give us a little intro to yourself and what you're doing.
What have I been doing lately? I feel like a Leyland brother at the moment. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere, man. I was out in Shepparton at Trades Labour Council on Thursday. Then I was off to Morwell on Friday. Then I was back in town for a few functions that I had planned yesterday, and watched a couple of our members get up in the boxing ring, have a good night, and home in time to watch the election results, and now I'm here today.
Happy days, happy days. We want to give a massive, massive shout out to Dave Shembury, the Maltese Falcon, on his first fight last night. How'd he go? I
smoked him.
Absolutely smoked him. Also representing the Plumbers Union, we had Levi Rowley. He was fighting too.
He went pretty well. His head would be very swollen today. It was big enough as it was, and he'd be full of confidence today.
God bless him. So, Wozzuck, just speaking on the election, what do you think of the results, mate?
I think the worst part was that Anthony Green retired, so yeah, the rest of it was pretty good. It was pretty favourable, obviously, for us and the union movement, I suppose. Cherry on top was old Potato Head getting the flick. Nothing better. Yeah, nothing better than the Lord Voldemort getting the arse. So.
And, obviously, very clearly, Australian people have spoken. They've said no to the LNP's policy, so it's definitely a big win for working Australians now.
Absolutely.
And sort of get on with, keep building the country.
Well, I think most of their policies were unfounded anyway. They didn't really have any info to back it up. I don't think most of them believed them themselves. So
it's
they've sort of torn themselves apart. That was also a real kicker, was watching them all go to town on each other for the blame game.
Yeah, the panic
was setting in live on air.
Yeah, definitely there'll be a few knives out in the back rooms today. But, yeah, look, absolutely fantastic day. See Peter Dutton lose his seat. You know, it's pretty concise. You know, we're all saying it. The Australian people have spoken, and we don't want the LNP in power.
Still celebrating, aren't we?
And that voice in the back channel there, that's senior organiser Billy
Jovanovsky.
Oh,
here we go.
Sneaky little ghost voice over here.
Just lurking over our shoulders, make sure we don't say anything too bad.
I don't even get my own mic, so yeah, I know where I fit in the picture here.
And what have you been up to, Jobber?
Plenty, mate, plenty. Well, I go where I'm needed, mate.
Definitely needed here today, Joffa.
So what have you been seeing out on the road, mate? What's happening? What's going on work-wise in Joffa's area?
In my area, look, in all honesty, city could do a bit more work. That's coming. You could see it, you know, at the end of the day. But getting around, assisting everybody else, going around South Melbourne, Port Melbourne, all that area, seems to be a bit going on at the moment. So, yeah.
Yep. And also the union announced recently we've secured more funding for the training centres.
Yep.
I saw that post. That sort of probably got lost a bit in the election.
I think that comes in hand with the election result. So we've had $20 million pledged by the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
To put towards our training centre in the West, which, you know, we took that to a mass meeting at the start of last year. Yep. The members endorsed us to chase that, to follow that dream and have the coverage for the Western suburbs to get our members trained. And across the eastern seaboard, I mean, we train...
And that's great work our Secretary Earls put in, you know.
We train 2,000 plumbers across the eastern seaboard, the most in Australia, the most plumbers trained at our facilities. So hats off to Earl. I mean, he's been campaigning, he's been going mental.
Tremendous effort. Yeah. A lot of hours after hours.
I don't think I could put in the time that he spends, shaking a lot of hands and getting a lot of promises out of people. Mm. So
Yeah, 100%.
Big thank you.
definitely the work that our union puts into sort of sustaining our the credibility and strength of our licensing registration, and that reflects in the commitments we put to the schools. You know, it's not just all the sexy stuff like EBAs. You know, there's a bit of nuts and bolts and substance behind all of that. And definitely for anyone listening today, like sitting here at May Day, and obviously May Day came up from the workers rising up, but, you know, fast forward to 150 years later or whatever it is, you know, our unions are the ones putting back into our trade and keeping it alive and keeping it meaning so we can command those higher wages and whatnot.
Well, it's
so,
all the hard yards behind the scenes, you know, and out of hours, you know, where people put in, not just one person. That's what makes the union great, you know. Everyone does their bit. It might be a little bit, might be a lot, but it all comes together and we get great outcomes. That's what it's about, you know.
I think we couldn't achieve half of what we achieved without the rank and file stepping up. People like Heidi, yourself. No, we've all been there. We've all taken our time to, you know, help support the trade union movement and our union in particular. And days like these don't just happen, you know. They're well attended. Absolutely. Everyone comes out in force, but they come out in force because they love it. They love being working class. They love being of the people.
And part of a camaraderie.
Nothing speaks more than those willing to take time off out of their own day off. Most people, it's their only day off. They turn up here to have a voice and just show society that it's not just about doing it on the boss's time, you know?
That's it.
Yeah. It's definitely, you know, we got to, as unionists, we've got to take ownership of these days in that they're our days. It's completely in our hands, and definitely, like you sort of touched on it before, was there about... you know, putting into the union, and sometimes it's outside of hours and you've got to put it in. But I think definitely with unions and our union in particular, what you put in, you get out. You know, it's
exactly.
You'll only ever get back in spades what you put in. A lot of really good people down here today. Everyone's volunteering their time. But
Thanks, mate.
and Jobber's here too. So, you know, but... Well, actually, Jobber, just touching on that, would you like to give a little shout-out to Johnny Haydus?
I would,
people putting in on the day.
The man, Greg. No, he puts a lot in behind the scenes. He does, mate. Yeah. Look, unfortunately, he can't be here today. Puts his apologies in. But behind the scenes, he's contributed a lot for us being here today. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, he attends all the council meetings.
He does.
You know, the stuff he does behind the scenes can't be here today. Yeah. But we'll again, we wouldn't be sitting here.
Are we saving him a shirt? Jury out on that?
Penny. We'll see how we
get him an extra small.
As long as he's paying for it.
So, Gus, yourself, give us a bit of history about yourself. Come on, journey.
Geez, I'm on the spot now.
On the spot. Mate, the journey from the beginning.
Actually, funny you should bring that up, Jobber. I do remember a job on Queen's Road that a certain organiser, maybe not senior at that stage, and bailed him up about the next-gen meetings. And anyway, I got the arse from Rival not long ago. But anyway, that's a coincidence. But
the old handball.
No, I definitely, I started going to some of the normal branch meetings, got to know Paris pretty well. Big shout out to Paris Andrisky, he'll be marching around Brisbane.
Yep.
I think he's done a bit of the I've been everywhere man. He's done Ipswich, Gold Coast and Brizzy.
The full tour of Queensland?
South Australia,
the WA's on the cars next.
Yeah. So, and he was also, big shout out to him riding his bushy for the Mates in Construction.
Fantastic.
Paris is definitely, you know, I know we're giving him a big shout out, but Paris is definitely one of those people who embodies, you know, everything about our union and whatnot, and he lives and breathes it. And
he's part of this program.
Absolutely. So big shout out to Paris. He sort of grabbed me ear and I started coming to a few meetings, and obviously the next gen meetings grew legs. You know, started off. Actually, we're going to settle the score here, actually. I had a meeting with Pickles, Herc and Wazza, and they never used to give me my credit for coming to that first meeting, but we were looking at the photo, and I was definitely there, so...
You look nothing like you do now, that's the problem.
It was probably a bit more pepper in the hair, but...
A bit more radical,
but... look, I've got to say, going from that when there was 10, 15 of us in a room to... the last Melbourne meeting we had upwards of 80, 85, 90 odd there.
Yeah, there was quite a few there.
And a lot of people who aren't delegates as well. That's a really big important thing to us going forward, is it's not just the guys who are representing the union at work. It's also just rank and file members. That's a very important part of our union.
And quite a few new females, I would like to point out.
Well, yeah, Heidi.
I was the only one for quite a while.
Yeah, it was pretty lonely.
We had quite a few this time around, so I was quite happy to see that.
And definitely Bella, who rocked up, and she ran her marathon.
She's
for the...
She's done a fantastic job. So, very proud of her.
I think it speaks volumes of the direction that the industry is heading in. You know, there's a lot more women represented in the industry.
It's fantastic to see.
100%. It's even better to see that they're represented at our meetings, and you know the way it's going. I mean, I know you said you're only a fourth year apprentice at the moment,
correct?
But
yes.
hopefully in a couple of years you're on site with the vest on, representing them at another
working
high
my
level
way to
again.
Stepping up
so,
there.
You know,
I've had some good trainers in behind me, so I'm looking forward to that.
We've got Jackie. She's
Jackie
sort of been
Sims down Geelong way.
Yes. Yep.
Sort of the solo female delegate for quite a while now.
Yep.
She was probably at the forefront of it all, but
absolutely
kicked a few doors down.
Can't wait to see more. You know
100%.
What I mean? So,
well, Heidi, what sort of attracted you to the trade as a woman, and obviously a trade with not many women?
In all honesty, my other half's actually a plumber, and I spent a bit of time. We worked in remote Indigenous communities together, and he sort of shined a light on plumbing for me. And
let's be realistic. You thought you could have done a better job, eh?
That's exactly it.
Just like all women.
Yeah, I definitely thought
he's walking
thought
past now, I think.
Yeah, he's a cheeky bugger. He's actually burning. Working with the ETU at the moment, so I won't speak to him for a while. So we'll throw him under the bus. No, but
Hold on. Wazza wants to touch on that
Absolute traitor.
Absolutely traitor.
Although he's got a plumber's union shirt on today, so we'll let that slide.
I'm making sure he's got it. Don't worry.
So that's how you got your start.
Yeah, that was my start, and came to Melbourne, and well, I originally started in Melbourne and did my apprenticeship down here. Started off, and Troy, I'll give a shout out to Troy Thompson as well. He's the reason I came to my first meeting.
Awesome.
So he's been my biggest support from the get go, and here we are, nearly 4 years
old. Wise man, Big Troy.
Absolutely,
to be fair, there's
is.
A lot of people here who've. Had Troy as a delegate on their jobs. I did as well on the rival job.
He did just about make me wet my pants on my first day, but that's all right.
You can just all ask Troy where Troy started, all right?
That's it.
Yeah. He started with me.
Yeah, there you go. He's been a massive support for me and Paris, and of course the three of you along the way and a few others, and here we are.
Fantastic.
Great journey.
Life. Yeah, journeyman's in a few months. And
big stuff.
I can't wait. Yeah. So
it hasn't ended, so it's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning.
You don't start learning until you finish your apprenticeship.
I'll only get louder from here, don't worry.
And just on the journey, I wouldn't stress about the journeyman's. I failed mine three times.
Oh.
Only three?
Yeah.
Only three.
Wow,
okay.
That's all right.
I remember,
I'm still a good plumber, though.
I remember I did mine at Holmes Glen, and I was doing the hot water thing, and I did it all up, and I'm all ready,
is that what it's called, a thing?
Oh, yeah, hot water thing. I haven't touched one
since.
That's
the technical term, Joffa, if you didn't know that.
Well, sorry, do you want me to get you started on heat pumps, Joffa? we won't get there, but...
Give me a couple of minutes, Google works well.
I got the inspector over to come look at it, and then I realised I hadn't tightened any of them up, so I went off like a water feature. But anyway, I'm here now, duct tape technician.
That's it. A bit like today, mate.
All the best plumbers become delegates, don't they? Like,
they do.
I think I'm allergic to copper these days, but anyway.
Come on.
But yeah, so
copper
what are some
or
of the
copper?
Yeah, a bit of both. So what are some of the jobs you've worked on in Melbourne, Heidi?
So I actually started out at 500 Bourke Street, which is a massive refurb.
Yep.
I've been in the tunnels, which has been fantastic. Yep. The metro tunnel. I'm out, as I said, at the airport at the moment. Yep. I've done a couple of data centres, so I've moved around a fair bit.
So the other members should hit you up for a loan because you've had the good side allowances.
Sure. No, I've got a wedding coming up, so it's gone straight to that. No, it's been fantastic.
Well, I noticed Wazza's plucking a few out of the crowd
look out,
here.
We're striking a few.
Actually, big shout out to the Italian Sausage, aka Luke Pettine.
I've seen on the social medias, the best sausage model you'd ever seen in your life.
G'day, lads.
The man of democracy.
How you going, mate?
How are we going
today?
We've
got Luke Pettine on the table.
I'm used
now.
To being called a lad these days, don't worry about it.
Now, Luke, you run a next gen down Geelong?
Yes, we did, alongside James Menzies. We run it together down Geelong. We take care of that area down there, so.
Well attended?
Very well attended, good turnout. We had a few guest speakers, so it was a good night all round, and headed down to the Dirty Breakwater Hotel to continue afterwards.
The pub that Tom forgot.
Pub that everyone needs to forget.
I mean, we sort of started heading down there, down the road for Next Gen a little while ago, and we've passed the mantle over to some of the local boys, so it's good to see yourself and James picking it up and running with it.
Yeah, it's a good thing to try and get a few more local members get involved in the union down that area. So,
They don't often like the Melburnians coming down the freeway and telling them how to do it.
No, there's a steel gate around, ring of steel around Geelong, and you've got to get your passport stamped to enter Geelong anyway.
That's to keep you in, mate, not to keep us out.
Yeah, most likely, actually.
It's a good day today down here, actually.
Good turnout so far. It's sun shining. There's no rain, so you can't really ask for anything much more, really.
That barbecue is making my mouth water. The MUA and the SEVMU over there cooking up a storm.
Those sausages coming down, the smell of sausages coming down this way just make my mouth water. And as you probably can tell, I do love a sausage or two.
I should have put your photo up.
We've just had a special guest wander over, our reigning heavyweight champion, none other than Dave Chambry.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's a bit rich, I would have thought.
There's a bit of a shiner there, Dave.
Look at the left eye here.
It's not the bloke's left hand. You can get right in there, mate.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Good result last night, mate.
Yeah, first fight, first win. Pretty happy with that. Just a little amateur bout with Team Alice, Jim. It was a good night. So... There was another delegate that fought. I don't know if you spoke about that.
Yeah, we spoke about that. We don't want to give him too many props. We already mentioned his head's big enough.
His head's big enough as it is.
Theo Dunas also fought for a world title, but unfortunately didn't get the win.
Couldn't get it done. No. Couldn't get it done. Another one of our sponsored plumbers members who were in the ring trying to fight their way around the world, but unfortunately it just didn't come up for him. But
no.
2 out of 3, not bad.
Yeah, it was a good night. Good night for our union. Good night for everyone at the venue. Good night for Team Alice, who I fight out of, and they've changed my life, so I'm happy to give them a bit of a shout-out.
Well, you were put in the hard yards with them, so yeah. It's good to see the results. And I'll tell you, when you're walking into that ring, I looked over at you, looked in your eyes, and I was scared from where I was sitting.
It was a big wait before my fight, so it was a bit up and down emotionally, but when it come time to fight, I was dialed in.
You looked like you were going to war.
Yeah.
So I would have run out the other side of the ring when you were getting in, I reckon.
Thanks.
I think Gus getting a little too excited over there.
Oh no, they've started playing the St Kilda song.
In the background.
I might just try and get another guest over here just real quick. I see a couple of old stalwarts here. I might see if I can get the great man Andy Wallace on the radio.
Before he runs away.
So, Heidi, tell us a bit more about your time in the industry.
I've had a really good experience so far. I've not had any major dramas. I've been well looked after, and working with LSR, so they've looked after me right the way through. So, it's been fantastic. I've had a lot of support from a lot of great blokes. And
what sort of advice would you maybe give to some of the other women that are maybe thinking about entering the industry and maybe having a few second thoughts or not sure whether it's for them?
I would say head in with an open mind. It's not as scary as you think it might be. Most of the blokes on site are actually very welcoming and really appreciative to have some new and younger people on site. So I would say go for it. It's not scary. It's not hard. And there's plenty of opportunities there as well.
100%.
And it's not all heavy lifting either. There's a lot of options in terms of... Mate, if you don't feel strong enough, you absolutely can still do it.
I never lifted heavy stuff ever. I always found a mechanical aid or an easier way to do
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. There's always an easier way. So
the ones that are the heroes that think they can pick it all up are the ones that don't survive because their backs blow out.
That's exactly right. So yeah. Just I would say go for it, persist it, and just really enjoy it. Enjoy every moment.
I mean, it's refreshing here. We all know it. We all work in the industry. We see it every day. And it's copped a fair bit of flack lately in the news about... women in the industry and how they're treated. I said not too long ago I've got 2 daughters of my own, and if they ended up in the industry I'd know they'd be fine, they'd be well looked after. And to be honest with you, the more women in the industry, the better the men behave, because I remember when I started my apprenticeship, some of them were pigs to me. So
yep, absolutely. And not to throw you under the bus, but sometimes I think we're a little tougher.
Well, it's actually a verified safety fact. The more women on site, the higher the incidence of incidents goes down. If you can make sense of what I just said, then you're doing very well. But I think it definitely... I don't think there's 100% science behind it, but I think it breaks down the macho-ness of our industry.
Absolutely.
Blokes are less likely to do something stupid when there's women around.
Yep.
To some degree.
I don't know about everyone, but I think I've pulled up a few before because I'm not shy of saying something. So definitely if you're not afraid to stand up and say something, even if you say something to your delegates, it definitely helps out the situation. So,
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or even, familiarise yourself with the numbers on the back of the calendars and whatnot. Java loves a phone call on a Saturday, especially early morning.
Absolutely.
Or really late afternoon.
Yesterday.
He especially loves sorting out his delegates' problems on the weekend, but we won't go there anyway.
That's all right,
anytime, Gus, anytime.
So we're getting the 10-minute march and we're already starting to run out of substance. But
apparently you can sing.
Oh, no. We want to keep people coming here. Nah, look, it's fantastic. It's actually, out of all the May Days I've attended, this is the best weather by far. Everyone's pretty jovial, you know, with the result last night. Clear indication the country's going to move forward. I think with everything going on in the States at the moment, and, you know, definitely give us the kick if I'm talking out of school here, but I think Trump's done a lot of damage to the conservative brand worldwide, and people are going, oh, God, if this the... this is the sort of shit in the States going on. Maybe we don't really want that on our shores.
It's probably the only good thing Trump's done.
Yeah, no, yeah, there's a very knock-on effect. I mean, Canada definitely elected someone a bit left of Trump, and you know, we're back on track with a majority here, and, you know, I think things are looking up for the world, hopefully. Hopefully that's just a mere glitch in the system, wouldn't you say, Jobber?
Sorry, I missed out before that noise going on in the background.
Oh, Jobber hasn't got the headphones on.
They seem to be playing the Saints theme song on repeat, which I only asked them to play it once.
You know what I'm really enjoying looking at and seeing, to be honest with you? I'm seeing a lot of families with their kids around.
That's fantastic.
Well attended by, you know, it's a real family event. And I know it's something that was brought up, Johnny brought it up behind the scenes, that we need to start making this a more family-friendly event, because at least from our industry, there's a lot of people with young kids, and Sundays is it's a precious time with your family, but if you can bring them along to something you really care about, then it makes it a lot easier. So,
well, I'm just looking around here. I can't believe how many young guys are out here and starting to bring their families. Just the age, you know, right age, you know.
We're pushing behind the scenes to get a few more activities for the kids. Maybe they can get some socialist face paint on or something like that.
What about rock throwing?
Yeah, the old rock throwing competition.
Cheese spinning. Oh yeah, that's
yeah.
A good one.
You know, maybe a couple little rides or face paint or, you know, activities to get more people to bring their kids down, and then that way they don't have that excuse where they have to stay home with the kids. They can bring them down here, keep them entertained, and enjoy the fact that they're proud to be part of a union.
Absolutely. Well, heading in the right direction. I keep saying it, but I can see it. I can actually see it. It's fantastic to see.
There's a younger generation, a lot of new faces coming through these PICAC institutes as well.
It's amazing what you can see when you finally turn up to a May Day jobber.
I'm not even going to respond to that. I'm here, aren't I?
There you are.
I'm carrying the flag.
We're here nice and early. Nice and early.
Got you here, and then with a microphone in front of you.
Yeah, there we go. And we've got the headphones on now. I can hear what's going on.
Yeah, well, Gus is happy just listening to the Saints theme song.
Now so. I can really say some things about him. He's been a good delegate.
No, that's fantastic.
Part-time delegate, but a good one.
No, we've got a lot of good delegates, and they're all here today. So.
A lot of good ones here, and a lot of good ones up and coming, which is fantastic.
Yep.
Gonna pass the mantle over again, John.
Oh, here we go.
Look out. Look out.
All the best.
Gustav wants to have something to say here. You know, I think we're going to start wrapping it up soon.
Yeah, we'll let the older blokes sort of slowly peel off. Jobber, thanks for your service. But, look, just touching on that with all the young families here and all that, I think as someone who's lived overseas in the UK, it's something we really unique and special in Australia, that working-class blue-collar workers can walk the streets with pride, you know, earn a wage that supports their families and whatnot, and live in these cities that are so expensive. You know, you go to cities like London and whatnot, and blue-collar workers don't earn what we earn. They're, you know, it's very hard to eke a living out in some of those. And that the difference between them and us is the unions. And, you know, by having community days like this, when we have pull-ups on site, we remind ourselves that the substance behind the touch one, touch all, so we all look after each other. We're one big family. We bloody spend more time with each other than our actual families. So days like this, you bring your family along and introduce them to the people you've been spending all that time with. So
all these crazy blokes that I talk about when I get home, the other half goes, who the hell's that?
That'll be me this afternoon when I go and reintroduce myself to my wife and kids. I haven't seen them for 4 days. I've just got evidence that Johnny is at a wedding today. He couldn't be here, so...
He's looking very smart. I didn't know he owned a suit.
it's his court suit.
I was going to say, did he bring it out from the magistrates?
But I think on that note, we'll probably wrap it up.
Yep.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure to come to you live from May Day.
Big shout out to 3CR, always holding
it
down,
so
Community
much.
Radio.
It's great for everyone to turn out, all our members, all the rank and file. Heidi, thanks for coming on air.
Thank
You've done
you
a fantastic
me,
job.
Finally.
Putting up with us three buffheads.
I think I freeze up more than you do, and I've been doing the radio show for ages. So
you might watch out, you might get a permanent fixture.
I just like to talk. Don't put me there.
You're just going to have to get your other half to get back on the tools.
Oh, don't worry, I will. I'll steer him up.
But yeah, once again, enjoy your May Day. Big
Absolutely.
Shout out to the Mighty Plumbers Union. Big shout out to the MUA who were on before us. And all the other unions contributing today. Wonderful day. Enjoy it, guys. It's your day.
Enjoy your May Day, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
And hello, you're back in the studio with me, Amy, and you've been listening to 3CR's live coverage of the May Day celebrations at in town. And we're just going to go to a little break, hear some songs, and then we'll be back with some live interviews and vox pops from the May Day rally.
It doesn't really matter how old you are or what sex you are, where you work, you know, you should be standing up for your rights.
You have a situation where employers can come along with an agreement that actually does undermine award conditions, but in a way that can still pass a legal test.
With you by my side.
Our members do the job not just because they want to get paid, but because they're committed to the work, but they're exploited in that.
So we're fighting for what is fair.